The head of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, has urged Israel to stop its operation in the occupied West Bank, saying it's fueling an already explosive situation. Israel began what it describes as a counter-terrorism operation early yesterday. This morning, the Israeli military said it had killed five Palestinian fighters who were inside a mosque in the city of Tulkarm. The raids are believed to be the first time in 20 years that several Palestinian cities have been targeted simultaneously. EU foreign ministers, as we've heard, are meeting in Brussels, where the foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, has proposed sanctions against some Israeli settler organisations and a number of senior politicians. Tánaiste Micheál Martin is at that meeting and he spoke to us a short time ago. I asked if he was concerned that what we've seen over the past couple of days is an extension of the war to the West Bank.
I'm extremely worried that that may indeed be the case. There has to be really a serious de-escalation of conflict in the region. And I've just met with Sigrid Kaag, the UN coordinator, humanitarian coordinator, and for reconstruction in Gaza. And her report to the Security Council was clear. The situation in Gaza is catastrophic. It's a war on the entire population now. It's no longer just a war against Hamas. I think we need to be clear about that and articulate that. And this type of modern warfare on an entire population, its infrastructure, its housing, its hospitals, its schools, waste management treatment centres, is morally unacceptable and cannot be sustained. And so we need an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, and we need immediate release of all hostages and humanitarian aid to get in there fast and in the right amounts, huge amounts. If it's moving, and the evidence and the real concern now is that we're beginning to witness an extension of that war into the West Bank, maybe waged differently, but essentially it will be the Palestinian population on the ground, women and children again, who will bear the brunt of such an assault. And given all that has happened and given the real dangers of regional escalation arising from what's happening in Gaza, it's beyond comprehension as to why Israel would seek to militarily escalate the situation. It's de-escalation is what we require, and we require it urgently.
You've repeatedly called for the EU to review its association agreement with Israel. All these months later, is there any sign that most member states and indeed the Commission are willing to do that?
There's been little progress since that was first tabled, but I think one important development since then has been the ICJ, that's the International Court of Justice's advisory opinion on Israel's illegal occupation of the Palestinian territories, which was published in July. Ireland had made a submission to that, as you know, through our Attorney General, and we had supported it at UN over a year ago, the whole process leading to that opinion. And that places obligations now on member states within the European Union and the European Union itself in terms of how it conducts its relationship with Israel, and particularly in the context of the occupation of the Palestinian territories. And in our view, and I'll be raising this today, that has very clear implications for the EU-Israel association agreement, and particularly the violation of the human rights clauses in that agreement, and the clear breaches and serial breaches of humanitarian law that has occurred in Gaza.
Are there any indications, though, that any of the countries who have opposed change up until now, are there any indications that they're about to change their mind?
Not yet, but I do believe the ICJ judgment is something the European Union cannot ignore. And some member states would be more sympathetic with the Irish position on this and the Spanish position on this. And there'd be further discussions. And we just as we did from the beginning of this war, people have moved their positions on other fronts and on other issues pertaining to this. And in my view, there is an inescapable logic to the follow-through that is required on the ICJ's advisory opinion in respect of the illegal occupation of Palestinian territories. And I don't think that can be stonewalled anymore or any further. And it cannot be business as usual. And Ireland domestically will have to take that into account as well in terms of our relationship in respect of the illegal occupation. And essentially it means that we cannot engage in activities that could further that illegal occupation.
What are you talking about there when you say Ireland will have to look at its relationship with Israel?
Well, what I mean by that in terms of not all aspects of trade, but certainly, for example, there's been speculation about procurement of military activity, or that we would be that certainly will not happen. We will not be procuring military equipment or defence equipment or contracts with Israel, I believe, given the ICJ's advisory opinion. And given what has transpired in Gaza, notwithstanding competencies and trade competencies and so on, I think, in our view, looking at the ICJ's advisory opinion, that is one area where I've given clear instructions to my officials on.
We've had reports that no consent was sought for Israeli arms shipments travelling through Irish airspace. Has the government contacted the Israeli authorities about this?
No consent was given. The Department of Transport is currently not just examining it, but is also will engage with the airline concerned and the operators concerned, and then we will engage at the conclusion of that examination by the Department of Transport. We do have to establish the facts of what has happened. The Department of Transport is currently doing that. It, under legislation, is the responsible department, and we are working with the Department of Transport on this issue.
How long is that process likely to take, though?
It will not take too long, but I do think it's important to verify the facts before we engage and before we make or discuss this with the Israeli authorities.
The EU's head of foreign policy is proposing sanctions against some Israeli settler organisations. Now, you've said that you want that extended to a number of Israeli ministers. Who are you suggesting?
Well, I think already there has been suggestions in terms of Minister Smotrick and Minister Ben-Gvir, the High Representative has indicated certain ministers. I would imagine those are the two he is talking about, given the extraordinary and inflammatory commentary that they have articulated over a period of time, particularly in relation to the settlements. We have to be very clear on the settlements, that anyone who supports, aids and abets settlements should be subject to sanctions. I think the United States was forced out of the traps in respect of sanctions in relation to the settler organisations and certain key individuals who were promoting the settlements within the West Bank in particular. And because, of course, it renders any development of a two-state solution unviable, but it's a very violent and aggressive type of settlements that are now underway. It involves forcible displacement of Palestinian farmers from their land, and aggression within particular towns by settler communities, and it's not acceptable. And I think this is just one further lever that we could use. That will be discussed today. I think the High Representative will put it forward. It's an informal Foreign Affairs Council meeting today, but certainly it's an issue that will be on the agenda.
And yet, throughout all of this, Israel continues to say this is not a war on Palestinians, it's a war on Hamas. Ireland's relationship with Israel must be at an all-time low, is it?
It's a very, very difficult relationship. It has been a very difficult time in the relationship. We want the entire lens through which we look at this issue is international humanitarian law and also the need for a political horizon. We believe passionately and from history and experience in our own island that there cannot be a military solution alone, that there has to be a political pathway to a sustainable peace. We've articulated this on numerous occasions with the Israeli government. They don't agree with us in many aspects of what we put forward. We have had a long-standing relationship with Israel. We're not anti-Israel, but we do believe that with millions of Palestinians in Gaza, millions in the West Bank, the only future has to be coexistence. The only future in terms of sustainable peace is a political pathway, and that has created a challenging situation in terms of the relationship, because if we take principled positions on certain issues, Israel will interpret that as being an anti-Israel position. It's not. It's following a fair assessment of given situations that have happened. We've condemned Hamas's attack on October the 7th, which was savage and reprehensible. We've called for the immediate release of hostages without conditions, because we also believe that was reprehensible to take ordinary civilians as hostages, and they haven't seen their loved ones for a considerable period of time. So we've been consistent on fundamental principles in terms of humanitarian law, human rights, and that's the approach we've always taken.
And that was Foreign Affairs Minister Micheál Martin speaking to us from Brussels this afternoon.